Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 3-4 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Eva Rosenberg back on the show. Eva is an original founding member. We've already had her 20th anniversary. How about that, folks? Couldn't do without her. She's the best. She's the one of the top two small business experts in the galaxy. And you know, any given day they're neck and neck running, you know, it's like a race. They're so smart. Eva is the tax mama. She's the deduct everything author. She's the small business taxes made easy author. You're starting to get the picture. If you're a small business owner and you need to know what to do about your taxes, there's only one place you got to go, taxmama.com. She's our good friend. Eva, welcome back.
Oh, well, good morning, Jim. And thank you so much for having me. And, you know, 20 years and I'm only 18 years old.
I know. We've had fun for 20 years, haven't we?
We have. It's been a good time.
So, Eva, I really appreciate the way that you, what you do and the way you keep up with all the stuff that the IRS is doing for and to small business owners. And there's so much stuff going on. The new tax bill is making it worse. On everybody in terms of compliance. I mean, there's still a bunch of stuff that we still don't know what's going to happen. And you know, I just want to wring their necks in Washington over the way they cause extra problems for us. You know, they think what they're doing up there is helping, and the truth is, we'd be better off if they just went home, especially in terms of in terms of taxes. But there's something called a new IRS postcard. I haven't heard of this. What is this all about? please tell me it's a flat tax postcard.
Sure. When I saw that, I think they released that on something like June 26th, but when I saw that, I was just totally amused because I only saw the first page, and I thought, is this it? Where do all the numbers go? And then somebody pointed out to me, oh, there are two pages.
Oh.
Okay, so there are the second page is where all of the numbers go, and so
what happened to the postcard? That's not a postcard. That's a term paper.
It is. In fact, it's going to be something you can file electronically. There is no such thing as a postcard because
right. You
don't want all that information out.
So it's
there.
A metaphorical. It's a metaphorical postcard.
With a whole lot
of license.
A lot of license. They cut the 1040, which was 78 lines, down to about 23 lines.
Really?
So.
Okay, well, I give them credit for that. That's good.
However, and the IRS claims that that over 30% of taxpayers will be able to use this alone. There are six more schedules, and they say that 65% of the people will be able to use that short form and one schedule to file their tax return.
Wow.
But it's not true.
It's a lie?
It is absolutely a lie. Because,
wow.
One of those schedules involves all of the different tax credits.
Right.
And some of them involve the refundable credits, like the earned income credit and the
child tax credit. So now what we were hoping to be able to do on our own, now we still have to get help to do.
Basically, what's going to happen is somebody who doesn't have a business, who simply has a job, and their itemized deductions are lower than the new standard deductions.
Right.
They're the only people who can use the first two pages, and they don't have children.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, those are the only people who can use those first two.
See,
pages,
that was a lot of people. That was a whole lot of people till you threw in the kid thing.
Till I threw in the kid thing, and the kid added two more of those schedules.
Wow. But is that still simpler than it was a year ago?
Not really.
Oh, no. Really?
No. Okay. So what's going to happen is the software companies aren't going to change a lot because all right. of the inputs still need to happen exactly the way they happened before. And all that's going to happen is different forms and schedules are going to get created to go to those first two pages. That's
right.
all.
Wow.
So nothing is going to change as far as what we do. But, you know, people who might have itemized before may not need to because of the higher standard deduction.
Right. The higher, yeah, you'd but be able to, although it might not, well, we'll see if it's going to benefit you or not. So, okay, folks, don't believe the postcard thing. Don't think it's going to be easier this year. And I'd like to know, and we'll be polling people as this rolls out, on whether anybody actually saved any money. I'm skeptical about that. Eva Rosenberg and I will be right back. We're going to talk about fringe benefits. How about that? After this break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.